And finally this evening, faith in the public square is in focus. The Archbishop of Washington, D.C., Donald Wuerl, recently delivered an address to an interfaith gathering sponsored by St. Paul's Lay Committee on Contemporary Spiritual and Public Concerns at St. Paul Church in Cambridge, Massachusetts, on the role of religion in a pluralistic society. I asked Archbishop Wuerl to discuss his understanding of the peculiar contribution Catholics can make to the conversation about how we ought to order our lives together.
When we're having a discussion, politically or even personally, a Catholic should feel grounded enough in the Church's understanding of issues to be able to articulate them. And I believe that's something that down the road we're going to have to work at. The voice of the Catholic faithful, the vast army of Catholic laity, who need to speak and be heard in the public forum when we're talking about these life issues, these health issues, and when we're talking about development of public policy. And so that would include politicians, include those who have the means of social communication at their disposition. It would also include our university leaders and teachers. It's going to be a challenge, but the voice of Catholics has to be heard.
You say it's going to be a challenge, Archbishop Wuerl. What do you see as the first step to meeting the challenge?
We need to be very positive moving into the future. The Church has always faced challenges. I think one of the ways in which we address the challenges of today is out of our own confidence, the confidence of our conviction, and our ability to speak the truth in love, but also with clarity. I have great, great hope for the future, because these principles are not going to go away. They're rooted in our hearts. And once we get our voice, I think more and more people will recognize the beauty, the wonder, the truth of what we're saying. So I think we need to move forward with confidence. We need to move forward with a lot of trust in God's grace, but also our own ability.